Thank you, Leon, for clarifying that. It was very clear. One question we inevitably get on every call is what's next with the H4 EAD? Have there been any new developments? And do you have any update on the timeline?
So with H4 EAD, the government has said that in February, they are going to be putting a regulation out to end the H4 EAD work permit. That regulation will then require notice and comment, and then there will have to be a final regulation issued. And so the worst-case scenario for us is that H4 EAD is eliminated in May or June of 2018. Having said that, 2 points. Number one, the only reason it wasn't eliminated in May or June of 2017 is because of Immigration Voice intervening in the lawsuit and preventing that from happening. So at least, at the bare minimum, Immigration Voice, for all that money that anybody on an H-4 EAD made in between May of 2017 and May of 2018, that's because of Immigration Voice. So you should at least say, wow, this organization really helped in that situation. That's number one. But number two, if any error at all is made in that process, and we're going to be monitoring this with a fine-tooth comb, then we will challenge that and try to get an injunction so that H-4 EAD, just like DACA, there was an injunction that was issued on DACA 2 days ago because the government made a mistake in how it rescinded DACA. We will try to make a similar action if we see a mistake, and we will try to delay the rescission of the H-4 EAD program. So that's what we're watching out for. We're looking for any mistake possible, and if we see a mistake, you can bet that Immigration Voice is going to fight for you to try to make sure that we delay this as much as possible with a court order.